In the Year of the Boar and Jackie Robinson, Disc 3.
August. Monsters. Within the week, Senora Rodriguez was happily on her way to Noni. Shirley barely recognized the woman who stepped into the taxi stuffed with suitcases, stuffed with gifts. She wore a white linen suit and spectator pumps, topped by a straw hat as smart as a lampshade. When she waved goodbye, her smile sparkled. A paste of Chinese herbs concocted by Mother had magically coaxed sore gums to adopt the 28 intruders fashioned by the dentist. Once the taxi disappeared from view, Shirley turned to her parents. "Will it be difficult taking care of this house?" Father shrugged. "Probably not so difficult as raising a daughter." "I will help, I promise." "In that case," Mother sighed, "kindly refrain from acquiring any more houses for the time being, my little landlord." "Are you angry with me?" They laughed. "Not at all. So long as we are collecting rents, we will not have to pay any."
"We're rich! We're rich!"
"Not quite," said Father with that smile. "The first month's rent has already been spent. A surprise for you."
"A whole month's rent just for me?"
"You've earned it."
"What is it? Can I have it now?"
"Patience. It will arrive soon enough." That night, squeezed into her drawer bed like a stepsister's foot in Cinderella's shoe, Shirley could hardly sleep thinking of what the surprise might be. Not a piano. Please let it not be a piano. The Signora had gone, but Toscanini was left in her care. If it was a piano, she must send a secret letter to China and tattle to the elders about her infamous piano lessons. Surely even a granddaughter who was a sing-song girl would not do.
Perhaps it was a lifetime ticket to Ebbets Field?
No, her parents would never take her there. Another engine of some sort?
That must be it, she thought.
But what kind would be especially made for her?
A bicycle?
No, not expensive enough. An engine that would match her socks and hang up her clothes? She had never heard of one. A machine that would make strawberry ice cream? Now that would... She was asleep. The surprise was delivered the next afternoon. It looked suspiciously like a sofa. A plain, ordinary sofa just to sit upon. Father must have seen the disappointment on her face because he quickly cautioned her. "It is not what it seems."
"It isn't?"